I'm just really, I was just so excited to learn about this, that this was happening, that, you know, I've heard so many anecdotal stories of neighbors helping neighbors during the storms and shoveling and doing all kinds of things. And we've featured many times the hunt to try to get a vaccine appointment, how younger children are helping their parents who may not be tech savvy get them, and just sort of the feeling of like anxiety around getting the actual appointment. My mom alone said that really stressed her out, just going through that process. She finally did manage to get one, and she's very happy about that. Enter Chicago Vaccine Hunters. It's a Facebook group. I believe anyone can join. Katie Seelander is one of the many just like good-hearted folks here in Chicago. You guys aren't getting paid for this, are you, Katie? You just decided to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, no, we're not getting paid to do it. It's something that we all really are passionate about and feel like that we need to use our expertise and help out as many people as we can, because we know how important it is to get everyone vaccinated that wants it. So we're willing to help for whoever wants the help.
All right. So how did this whole thing form? Were you one of the original formers? And now it's, I see 9,000 members last count that I can see. Are people on your site or on your Facebook page?
Yes. So I actually heard it through a friend at school. She knew I was helping family and friends at first. And she was, Katie, you're so good at this. You need to join this Facebook group that I just joined. Check it out. So I did. And I just kind of wrote out a message reaching out to the community that was a part of the group saying, hey, I'm Katie. I've been very successful getting appointments. I've made about 20 appointments. So if you need help, reach out to me and then I can either help you schedule, give you pointers. And before you knew it, my inbox was flooded with several messages from people asking for help for their grandparents, their moms, their dads, their aunts and uncles. No one was really asking for themselves. They were asking for other people that they were trying to get help because they are also stressed out getting their loved ones vaccinated because they're so high risk. So then I start giving them some pointers and I schedule a few of them appointments. And so I'm just going to keep on going until all of Illinois is vaccinated.
So it's so cool, Katie. I mean, look, it's just spreading good karma everywhere. And it is so helpful. I know this to be true. I've heard from so many people, even family members who are just, you know, desperate to try to get that appointment. And, you know, just finding out a path to get one is really a part of the issue, right? You don't want to stress out about this. That's the last thing you need. Give us an example, though, some of the kind of information that's on your Facebook page now that has kind of helped others in that community.
Yeah, absolutely. So what helps me even book a few appointments is people are saying, hey, check out Jewel Asco at this zip code. They just released a bunch of appointments. Go now. So then people are going over to Jewel Asco with that zip code and finding appointments. And people are like, oh, thank you so much. And then, you know, I don't know about certain places. So then they're saying, oh, Cook, like McCain County has something, like go there. So people are reaching out and saying, telling you left and right when appointments are happening and giving you the website and giving you the exact zip code to make, you know, the time go down a little bit easier for you so you can get on right away as opposed to stressing out of like which zip code you're supposed to be using. And then people are even telling you, hey, I can't go to my appointment. I'm going to be canceling a few minutes at this location. Get ready to go on that website.
Interesting. So you even word of cancellations can be very helpful because at the last minute you can kind of go in and get that. I'm looking at the page right now. It says Hy-Vee and Sycamore releases their next available day of appointments at midnight. Just knowing that alone is a helpful thing. You know, a lot of people were all through the night are trying to log on to these sites.
Yes.
Maybe it's 2 a.m. Maybe it's 3 a.m. I'll get lucky. Maybe it's 4 a.m. And it's really it's pretty important info to just know that, right?
Yeah, yes. And like I've done that too. I've been telling, because, you know, from my experience, each pharmacy is a little bit different too. So I'm saying, telling people from the Chicago zip codes that I've been using, I've noticed trends of them releasing at this time. So keep a lookout on this time because I've noticed mainly Monday through Thursday appointments are kind of already booked. So usually the weekends, if I've noticed, are usually when people are like striking gold of making appointments.
Yeah. One of the trends we've noticed, and I've heard from our newsroom, is that they find that a lot of seniors in particular are getting their appointments through their doctors or a doctor's office. Are you seeing that, too?
Not personally, but like when I've been helping people and I'm saying, OK, I'll help you find it. And then they eventually message me personally and say, thank you, but we got one through our doctor. So they were trying on their own, but they eventually got in through their doctor.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I think that the doctor's offices are in a position of trying to prioritize patients based on underlying health conditions and need, and they've got their work cut out for them there. So some people feel like they're being left out because they haven't got that call, and that's not always the case. But
right.
if people want to join, because this is a, I just saw all the information and I thought, gosh, if this was near me at a week ago before my mom got it, this would have been so helpful. What do people do? And if they want to help and be one of the vaccination angels, as I've heard you're called, if they want to do that too, then how do they all do it?
So, I mean, I just went for it, and you could just send a personal, like, you can send a message to the Facebook group saying who you are and, like, what you need, whether that means you need help or you want to help. And then before you know it, people will be take to that message, and they will tell you what they need, if they need help, or they will do anything. So you just write your message, what you're looking for, whether you want to be a vaccine angel or you need help getting a vaccine, and you will be surprised at how many people are out there willing to help you. It's truly incredible to see how much this community has grown over the last like few days.
Oh, I just love all of it, all of it. Thank you for doing what you're doing, Katie, and thanks for spending time with us to talk about it too. That's really awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing this with everyone. It's so it just feels good that to know there that the vaccines are out there. Like, just keep trying.
Keep trying. I agree. Thank you, Katie. Thanks for the help.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We're at bottom of the hour time. Again, that's Chicago Vaccine Hunters. You go on Facebook. Get one of your kids to do it. Someone you know, a neighbor. If you don't really go on Facebook, and you can find it. Great information.